On the next chapter in How to Meet, Brother Lee's going through the New Testament, and we're in 1 Corinthians. And from this book, we find the way to meet is by love and by prophecy.
Amen.
That's the title of the chapter, by love and by prophecy.
Amen.
And 1 Corinthians is kind of unique, Brother Lee said, because only this book deals with meetings in the New Testament. No other book exactly tells us how. It gives us examples, maybe. But this book tells us how. How to meet. And particularly chapters 12 through 14 deal with how to meet.
Amen.
And you may say, 12, what does that have to do with how to meet? 13 speaks of love.
Amen.
12 speaks of the gifts.
Amen.
And 14 speaks of the excelling gift. Amen. To prophesy. So why is love shoved in there, Lord Jesus? Well, the gifts, the greater gift is prophesying, but he says, I give you a most excellent way.
Amen.
And what is the excellent way? The excellent way is love.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So I think it'd be good to read some verses.
Maybe. Amen.
Let's read chapter 12. I think it's 31. Yeah, 12:31, the last verse. Hmm. And then 13, verse 1.
Okay.
1 Corinthians.
12:31.
But earnestly desire the greater gifts. And moreover, I show to you a most excellent way.
Let's read that again.
But earnestly desire the greater gifts. And moreover, I show to you a most excellent way.
So what is this most excellent way? Let's read the next verse.
If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal.
So this is kind of strange, but this is making a noise, the sounding brass and the cymbal, making a noise without life. But the point is, he says, but I do not have love. So when we... our speaking should be full of love.
Amen.
Even the next two verses, you can look at them. Say, if I prophesy and I do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all my possessions, but I do not have love, I profit nothing.
Amen.
So the way to function, in, not only in the meetings, but in the in our church life, is by love.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And what is love? He goes on to define love, and if you read these verses 4 through 7, you just realize that's not my love.
No.
Who can love like this? Suffering long, not jealous, does not rejoice because of unrighteousness, covers all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Of course, all our endurance has a limit, right?
Right.
But what love is he talking about? He's talking about Christ as love.
Amen.
Even 1 John 4 tells us God is love.
Amen.
So he charged us, maybe we need to read this part of this chapter, but wherever you see love, substitute the word Christ.
Amen.
Christ Amen. Suffers long.
Amen.
Christ is kind.
Amen.
He is not jealous.
Amen.
Christ does not brag and is not puffed up.
Amen.
We just need to soak in these verses and realize that this is not a love that he really expects us to have. This is himself.
Amen.
As our love.
Amen.
So really love, you know, in this chapter the apostle talks about love is the way to function in the meetings, even to live in the church life. So what is love? If love is Christ, love is really just Christ expressed out of us. As we live in our daily life, as we live in our church life, Lord Jesus,
Yes.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So that is love, the most excellent way. And the excelling gift that he talks about in the rest of the chapter is prophecy. Now again, this is not to foretell, but is to tell forth.
Right.
To speak forth Christ, to speak for Christ.
Amen.
To speak Christ into others.
Amen.
And it's interesting, in this book, these two things, love and prophecy, are the two things that build up the church.
Amen.
8 verse 1, mm-hmm. Knowledge puffs up, right. But love builds up.
Amen.
And 14 verse 5, if you speak and prophesy in the church, you receive building up.
Amen.
So if we want to build the church, we need these two things. These are the two ways. We need love.
Amen.
And we need prophecy.
Amen.
And Lord Jesus, these are the ways.
Amen.
To function in the church meetings.
Amen.
And in this chapter, Brother Lee was burdened that not only in the meetings, but our daily life, we need to live these ways. Now, maybe we don't prophesy to ourselves, but it's good to practice prophesying, even to the animals, to your couch, whatever you have to practice with, it's good to practice. But in our daily life, we need to practice love that is Christ expressed.
Amen.
So he said, when we meet, how we meet depends on the way we live.
Yes.
He said, if we come to the meeting and have just been arguing with someone, and there's something on our conscience, and then we stand up to prophesy, it's very difficult. Mm-hmm. He says, there's a hole in your spirit when you have that kind of offense. So the primary way, he said, to exercise your spirit in our daily life is to exercise to keep a conscience void of offense, right? The conscience is part of our spirit. So we need to exercise our spirit to keep a clear conscience, especially before we come to the meetings. Because if we come to the meetings and something is weighing on us, I just argued with my spouse or said something offensive to my children, it's hard to speak. And if we're not exercising in our daily life and we come and prophesy, Brother Lee said, then we're like actors. Because we behave one way outside the meeting and another way in the Jesus. So don't make the meeting hall your stage.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Don't be performing. We need to build up a habit, saints.
Amen.
Of exercising our spirit.
Amen.
Exercising our spirit to have a clear conscience.
Amen.
And then the other way he mentioned it is just call on the Lord.
Amen.
He said, rather than saying words, just say, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And then, you know, your exchange of words evaporates and you're just, mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
He's so rich. He's so sweet.
Amen.
And then we have, because we're daily exercising our spirit, and enjoying the Lord, then
Amen.
When we come, it's easy to exercise our spirit to speak.
Amen.
And the verse in chapter 14 has something just to encourage us all for the next half of our meeting. It says, the spirit of the prophets are subject to the prophets.
Amen.
He said even we need to command and give orders to our spirit.
Amen.
Spirit, I'm going to stand up to speak now.
Amen.
So you need to come out while I speak.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
May we all exercise our spirits to speak.
Amen.
To build the church.
Amen.
And exercise through love.
Amen.
To build up the saints.
Amen.
Now, when we speak, we need to consider one another.
Amen.
What do the saints need? What do I need?
Amen.
And then this builds the church.
Amen.
All can prophesy one by one.
Amen.
And then, if we're all speaking with our spirit in the meetings, then some who come will say, surely, God is among you.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So this, you know, seems like a a simple way to meet that
Amen.
You may have heard before, but praise the Lord.
Amen.
We can meet by love.
Amen.
And by speaking to
Amen.
One another.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We can Amen. Prophesy for the building up of the church.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.